You don't have to redeem somebody that was captured, that was kidnapped, more than they're really worth.
Rashi says, because if we're going to pay the ransom money, says it'll come out, the goyim will keep on doing this. They'll keep on kidnapping people, and they'll keep on raising the prices. Therefore, it's a tikkun olam, you're not allowed to pay more than she's really worth. So the local is ein poitim es ashruin yesra kadeh demeyim. So the diyik, ha bichtei demeyim, poitim b'mashma the value that she's really worth, you do have to redeem her. Af agav de pekuna yesra ksubosa. Even though she's worth more than a ksuba is worth. Sometimes, let's say she was a psula, the ksuba is only worth 200. And let's say she herself was worth 400. Says Mashmir, according to Reb Shimon, that the husband has a chiyuv to redeem her, even though she's worth more than the ksuba. As long as they're only asking for the value that she's worth, you have to redeem her. Reminu, if so, I have a stira, I have a kasha, Reb Shimon. Reminu, I have a kasha, it says, Nishpit, the case where a lady was captured. And the goyim were asking the husband to pay 10 times more than the ksuba is worth. So it says, Allah here, Pam, Rishreine, Poida. The first time your wife is caught, you have to redeem her. Mikan Vielach, after that, Rotza, Poida, Rotza, and a Poida. That's a Tanakama, like we had before. The first time you have a Chiyuv to redeem your wife, and no matter how much money they're asking for her, you have to pay. But after that, if it happened a second time, then it's up to you if you want to exuntate. If not, you don't have to. We have Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Imhoya Pirkuna Kineged Ksubasa. If the money they're asking for her is the same amount as you would have to pay for a ksuba, then the halacha is poida. You have to spend that 200 and be poida. Imlav, let's say they're asking more than her ksuba is really worth, ain't a poida, you don't have to redeem her. So where's the kasha, Reb Shimon? Before Reb Shimon is mashma that you have to redeem her as long as they're asking for her value. Even though her value was worth more than the ksuba. And here it says you only have to spend enough money as the ksuba is worth, not more than the ksuba, so it's a stira, Reb Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel trei kula yislei. He yields two kulas, he goes both way the kulas. You never have to spend more than the ksuba is really worth. If they're asking more than $200, for that you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay more than the ksuba is worth. But he says another kula. Let's say she is worth less than a ksuba. She's only worth 100. And if they're asking for 150, that's another kula. You don't have to pay it. You only have to pay as much as she's worth. In other words, you don't pay more than either what she's worth or else what the ksuba is worth. More than that, you don't have to pay. You can go the kula, go lenient both ways. You don't have to pay more than the ksuba is worth. And then if she's not worth as much as the ksuba, you don't have to pay more than she's worth. Both ways you go to kula. That's Reb Shimon Shita. But Allah is not the Tanakama, that the first time you redeem her, and afterwards it's up to you. If you want to, yes, if not, not. Something by them says in the Mishnah, Loksa, your wife, got sick. Allah is chayav fuasa. Her husband has a chiyav to pay the doctor bills. You have to pay to get her well. Tana Rabban, word like this. As Allah is Almana Nizoinis Vinichsa Yisaimin. An Almana, that's also one of the Tanai Ksubas, that Yisgiv Ksuba, Tanai Ksuba, that when the husband dies, his wife, the Almana, has the right to be fed from the Nichsa Yisaim, from his Nechasim. The Yisaimim that Yashin, his Nechasim, they have to support the Almana. Kolzman, she doesn't get married to another husband. So that's the Allah Almana, when she's a widow. Is Nizoinis Minichsi Yisaimim, she has a right to collect the food to get the money she needs to live on from the Yisaimim. O Tzricha Rufua Harei Kimizoinis. Let's say she's sick, that she has to pay a doctor bill, she has to get medicine. That's also called Kimizoinis. She needs it to keep herself alive. Therefore, the Yisaimim have to pay her. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, it depends. Rufua Sheyesh Lo Kitzva. If there's a kitzva, there's a set amount of money, how much you have to pay for the doctor bill or for the medicine. Then we say, Nisrapis Miksubasa. Then she gets fed from, she gets healed from a ksuba, you have to take it off, her ksuba.
But let's say Shein Lo Kitzvah, let's say she has a disease that's going to take a long time to be cured. There's no end to how much money you're going to have to spend for it. For a long time, she's going to have to spend money for the doctor bills or for the medicine. That's what Ein Lo Kitzvah, there's no end to it. Hareyi Kimazonis. Then it has a locha, that's what she needs to keep on going, that they don't deduct it from her ksuba. But the locha of an aman is like this. If she asks, she wants a ksuba, then she doesn't get mezainis anymore. But if she's smart, she doesn't ask for a ksuba yet, but rather she waits and just collects a daily paycheck from the assignment to get her mezainis, and eventually later, whatever she wants, she'll ask for a ksuba. Say, if the doctor bills or the medicine, it has no end to it, it's considered like mezainis, that every day she gets her needs from the assignment. Omer Rabbi Yechon Rechonin says, also, hakozes dam, Beres Yisrael, used to be an Indian to let blood, like an operation just to let out blood. So when the people in Eretz Yisrael used to have hakozes hadam, letting out blood, kirefuah shein la kitzvah. It's like a refuah shein la kitzvah, because it happens very often, there's no end to it. So that's also called kimazainois, that she has the right to get fed from the assignment. So the Mora Maisa, kreva the Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin's mishpacha kreivim relatives, Hevelei Issas Abba. Now, as the Yisayimim came to Rabbi Yechonin and said they have a story with the wife of their father, that she's an Amona, Hevelehu Issas Abba. They have the wife of their father. In other words, their father died, and they yashin their father, and now the widow was coming to them to collect her mezainos. Tevei Tzricha Refuah Koyoma. It was a case that the widow got sick, and every day she had to pay her doctor bills. So she came to the Yisrael to say, this is like my mezainis. I want you to pay the doctor bills now. Pay me the money for my medicine. It is Osla Kaimad Rabbi Yechonin. So his kreivim, his relatives, came in front of Rabbi Yechonin and asked Rabbi Yechonin, what should we do? In other words, they want to get out of this. They didn't want to keep on having to pay the doctor bills. So they asked, what can we do? Is Omelhus of Yechonin gave them an answer. It said like this. Is Ilu Koitzulei Midil Reifer. You know what you do? Go make up a price with the doctor. Tell the doctor, I'm going to give you $100 now and take care of her. That's it. I don't want you to charge me daily for the work you do, but give me one set price you want for the whole case. That's what you do. And in other words, what? So then it's called, like Yeshla Kitzvah, it's called the doctor bills, has an end to it. So if it has an end to it, it's not like Mizonis. She does not have a right to collect it from the Yisayimim, but rather she has to be deducted from Aksuba. So Kitzvah of Yechonin gave an Eitzah to his relatives, but it's ruining this Amona. So Omer Rav Yechonin then had Charotlek, and he said no. Yechonin said, Asinu Atzmenu Kiyochi Adayonim. He changed around and says, no, I'm making myself like a big Dayan. In other words, I'm making it easy for my relatives, but not for the lady, not for the Amona. Rashi says, Oyev Echon Nibaladinim. I'm taking sides. I like one side. Umatim Shiyasim. I'm finding credits for him. Ledayan Ve'orech Adayon Meschus Mikriyoch Adayon. It's not nice to do that. So he changed around. He didn't give this for Nates. And he said, no, rather still, go ahead and pay her every day what she needs. So Gemara says, Mikara my sovel, Abslaif my sovel. Like, what did Rabbi Yechon hold at the beginning when he first gave his relatives this advice that they should win out? They should get one set price and they'll just deduct it from the ksuba. Ulevsoif my sovra. And at the end, when Rabbi Yechonin was chayza, what he held at the end? So Gemara says, Mikara at the beginning, sovra he held. The pasuk says, Ulevsoif cho leitasalim. From your own relatives, don't hold back. In other words, you have to always try and do the best you could for your own relatives. So first, Rabbi Yechonin saw his own relatives are coming to ask him an advice. So he went to give them a good advice, the way they won't have to pay the doctor bill every day, but rather get one set price and take it off of ksuba, so the cloud of the relatives won't have to pay you. That's what he thought at the beginning. Well, if Saif served at the end of the hill, though, Adam Choshev Shani, no, it's not right. Yechad and Adam Choshev, it's not right still to play sides like to be nice to his relatives over this other lady. So therefore, Yad Charotah, he did not give a good Eitzah for the lady, for the Amona. Therefore, he didn't give this Eitzah. And rather, Lamaisa, since it's doctor bills, or medicine that schleps a long time, it's called like Ein Lo Kitzvah, and therefore they had to pay her every day like Mizonis. So at the Mishnah. The Gevait, like we had the Mishnah before, these are all Tanaik Ksubas, that even though it's not written in the Ksuba, it's as if it's written in the Ksuba. Because Bezdin made these Takonis. Now another Takonah is, Loi Kosev Lo. Let's say the husband did not write in the Ksuba. That Benin Dichrin Dehevi Lechiminoi. That means the sons, the male sons, that I have from you. A husband makes a tanai with his wife that when we're getting married now, any sons that we're going to have, inon yarson kesuk subasecha, your sons are going to yarshin the money for your suba, yeser al-chukayin, diyamachayin, more than the other brothers will yarshin, more than their chelik in the Yerusha. So even if the husband does not write this in the ksuba, chayiv, the husband still has to do this, shoot tonight bezdin, because this is one of the tanoim of the bezdin, like we always had. It's called benin dichrin, ksubas benin dichrin. That means like this. Let's say a man had one wife and had a few children. His wife died and gave her a get. Now he gets married to a new wife. So the new wife, usually the case is when you get married, the wife brings in a dunya. She brings in a present. Her father gives her a present to give over to the husband. So now the father, though, is worried not to give such a big present because the father is afraid that maybe the wife will die. And then the husband yashins his wife. And the husband will keep the money. And Mefrat, in the case where the husband had sons before already, so when the husband dies, who's going to yash in the present? The other sons. So the father is not going to want to give such a good present to his daughter. So therefore, the Rabbanu made a takana to say no, that we tell the father, you should know, your daughter's getting married now. And there's a tanai in the ksuba that only the sons that she has now from a husband, those sons are going to yash in the ksuba. The ksuba here means both in the dunya that she brings in a present to her husband. So when she dies, the present goes to her husband. But the lacha is when the husband dies, even though there are five sons there, three sons from another lady, and really all of them, she yashin their father's nechasim equally, the tanai ksubas know that the sons from her, they yashin, they get back to the dunya. They get the present that the father gave his daughter. Therefore, a father will feel secure to give a nice big present to his daughter, because he feels he'll never go out of the mishpacha. Even if she dies and her husband dies, it'll still stay to her children. So that's called this again. Again, Mishnah says, "Lakos of law benin dichrin." If it didn't write that our sons, the evelachim minor that you're going to have from me, or that I'm going to have from you, inon yarsin, they should yarsin inherit kesuk subasecha, the money of your ksuba. Now, subasecha means two things here. It means in the dunya, the present that she brings in, but it also means her ksuba, her 200 that she deserves to get. That also goes to her sons. Yes, her sons are going to get more of a chelik in Yerusha than the other sons. Even though midiraisa, there should be an equal share between all the sons, but the Rabbana made this takana that her sons yashin more. So even though they did not write this in the ksuba, still Chayiv, the husband has to do this. Shu Tanai Bezdin, that's one of the Tanai Bezdins, even if it's not written, it's as if it's written. Right, another takana is Binon Nukvon. That again, when the husband remarries, or even the first time he marries a lady, he says, you should know, the daughters that I'm going to have from you, you have a yasvan bevesi. They should sit in my house. Or Mrs. Non Minachosai, like even after the husband dies, he writes in the ksuba that the daughter that I have from you, she's going to have a right to sit in my house like, and get mezoinis, get fed from my nechosim. There's the yarshim, the brothers, are going to have to support their sisters. And that's the tonight suba, because midiraisa nothing doing. Midiraisa, when the father dies, the sons yashin all the nechosim, and the daughters get nothing, they have to go around collecting money. But the tonight suba is that the daughters, they're going to have a right to sit in my house, oh, Mrs. Nun, minachosai, and they'll get their paycheck, their food, from my property. Ah, the tilokhu leguvrin, until they get married. So even if the husband did not write this in his wife's ksuba, the locher is chayiv. He has to, he's still mechuyiv that his daughters get fed from his Yerusha. Shu Tanai Bezdin, that's also one of the Tanai Bezdin. Even if it's not written, it's as if it's written. Another Tanai is, Atehe Yasvu Besi. Another takona is that the husband writes to his wife that on the tzad the husband dies, so midiraisa, the kids yashin, the mother gets nothing. She has to go collect money. But tonight, subris know that on the tzad the husband dies, the yamonah then at you to yasva beis, you can still sit in my house. Oh, Mrs. Norman Chosai, and you should get your paycheck, get your food from my property. Kol yimei megra munasecha. As long as you're sitting, you're in amonah, as long as you don't get married. Today, see, you can, as long as you're in amonah in my house, halachris chayiv, still this chiyuv takes place, and the yoshim have to support their mother. Shu tanai bezdin, this is also a tanai bezdin. Now, kachoy anshi Yerushalayim kaisvin. In Yerushalayim, they used to write, this was a tanai ksuba, in Yerushalayim they used to do. Anshe golu, hoye kaisvin kanshi Yerushalayim. Anshe golu also used to do like Yerushalayim. But anshe Yehuda, hoye kaisvin, they used to write like this. Anshe yirtsu ha yorshin litlachok ksuba secha. They used to say this last tanai ksuba is not so poshut. The last tanai ksuba is that in the case the husband dies first, his almona, even though with your eyes, she gets nothing, the tanai ksuba, she has a right to get fed from the yoshim. And Yehuda, they said, no, it's up to the yoshim. The yoshim have right to say that kaisen, they'll feed her, they'll support her, archiirtsu ayorshin, litin lachok ksuba secha. Until the yoshim decide to pay up for ksuba. Lefikov, therefore, in rotsu yoshim leisna ksuba so upoitrin oisa. Like if the yoshim are smart, they'll just pay up for ksuba right now and say goodbye to her. They're not going to pay a paycheck. Give her the mezonos. But if the yoshim don't want to pay the ksuba now, and Konami, then even in Yehuda they agree that they have to feed the almona from their Yerusha. But Yehuda is only in this punkt, he argues and says that if the yoshim don't want to support their mother, but rather they want to pay her up the ksuba, they have a right to do that. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, Mifnei Mayis Kino Ksuba As Bona Dichrin. How come the Rabbona made such a takono that a man has to write to his wife that the sons I'm going to have from you, they're going to yashin your ksuba? For what purpose do we do this? So Gemara says, Kedei Sheyikpois Odom, that a father should want to jump, V'yichtov Levitoi Kibnoi, he'll give over a big present to his daughter, just like he gives over to his son. Like a father feels secure to give something to his son, because he knows it's going to stay in his mishpacha. His son, his grandson, El Yashin, will stay in the mishpacha. He feels happy to give a big present to his own son. Mashenka Namoti, your own daughter, you feel she's getting married, and the husband will take over the money, so you don't want to give her such a big present. So in order to make a big present, they made this takana that the father will feel secure that even after the husband dies, still he knows the sons from his wife, from his daughter, they're going to yashin the big present in the dunya she brings into husband. Chazi Gemara, mi yikimidi, but is there anything? The Rachman or ma bro liris, brat aloitiris. With the rights of the locher, his only sons yashin. Our daughters have no din yerusha. The Yoster Rabbonin of Masakni, the Tiras Brata, and the Rabbonin made such a takana that the daughters should come and yashin. Even though it's not a real Yerusha from the daughters here, but what's happening is like it's like when the husband dies, not the Pshat and the Chosim goes straight to his sons, but rather we look as if the Chosim goes back to his wife, the daughter, and she's giving it over to her sons. Is there such a thing like that a daughter yashins? Like why should the Rabbonin go and do it if it's against the Torah? Gemara says, not a Tanakasha. Hanami diraisu. There's also, like in the Smach, there's also a Pasuk, a Smashram diraisu also like this. The Pasuk says, Chu noshim, take a wife, v'yalidu bonim avonis, have sons and daughters. And then, Chu lebnechem noshim, marry off your sons. V'yasvanasechem tenula noshim. And then marry off your daughters. That's what the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says. So Bishleim Abonim V'yodikaimi. Bishleim is good for telling you marry off your son. It's good. Like make sure your son finds a wife. The son, the man goes and gets a wife. So you have to make sure your son is going to go and get a wife. That's good. Elo Bante, but your daughters, Mikaima V'yodai, is it up to you like to marry them off? Somebody has to want to come marry them. Like the daughters don't go to get married. Somebody has to come to marry them. So they have to sit home, and a man has to come to them. So what can the father do about that? So Mar says, "Al kamash malon." What the pasuk means to teach us is like this: that the nilbisha, you should dress your daughter very nicely, the nichsa and cover her nicely, the neisav lo midi and give her things. Ki hecha the kavtsi alom that people want to jump together. The also nasvulon, then men will come and marry her. So kitzah, this is the asmachta that a father should give his daughter a big nedunya, a big dowry. So therefore, if the father gives her a big present, she'll be easy to find chasanim. So therefore, it's not gomer against the Torah. So avada midi rice avada is still Yerusha, goes to the sons of avada. So only tonight ksuba here that her sons yashin her ksuba. The more of a yad kama, how much is nice to give a present to your daughter? How much should a father give in the dunya, give a present to his daughter that's getting married? One-tenth of nechasim, one-tenth of the father's property that you give off to his daughter when his daughter gets married. Not more, not less either. Rush says, V'eimu, let's say, di'av leiris, di'bal leiris. Let's say, by the bonan dichrin, the tonight suba should only be di'av. In other words, what the father gave to the daughter for a present to the dunya, that her son should yarshin. But the baal, the suba, the money that the husband has to give to his wife for suba, that lo yarsi, maybe that they should not yarshin. Because the whole takana was that he wants the father to give a big present. So here it's enough to say that her son's yashin, her present, but not that she'd also yashin special, her ksuba. So Mara says, Imkain, if so, av nami mimni flekosif. No, still the father will feel bad about it. For some reason the father still will feel bad and won't want to give such a big present to his daughter. The Rashi says, what, the father will also be makpid upon his daughter. Achre shezeh makpid al shalai. Since he sees the way the husband is makpid not to give his ksuba to her sons, melarish lebnei biti, is afani yemshech yodim al arbas lenadunya. So if we wanted to make sure the father should not have any tainus at all, therefore we say the loch is that her sons are going to yashin both her nadunya, her present, and her ksuba that she deserves to get from her husband. For the Marvi Eima, let's say, Hecha de Kosevav, Licht of Baal. Maybe when we have this new Tanai, only when the father gave his daughter a big present, then does the husband's Yashin even Aksuba. But maybe Hecha de Kosevav, when the father did not give any present to his daughter, La Licht of Baal, maybe then the husbands do not even have the right to yashin haksuba from a husband. And the Gemara le plug rabbanan, no, the rabbanan didn't make any difference. The rabbanan said in all cases, there's such a tanaik suba that her sons yashin haksuba and her present that she received from her father. Now the Gemara says, bas bein abonim nami tiris. The chura, why only do we say bonan dichrin? Your sons, let's say they only had daughters. So why don't we write, whoever she has, if their sons, very good, but why don't we say also her daughters should also yarshin? And if the Gemara, kenachle shavi rabbonin. Rabbonin made it like Yerusha, as if to say, like when she dies, so who yarshin? Sons yarshin. Therefore only if she has sons, not her daughters. Kenachle rabbonin. The Gemara, bas bein rabbonis tiris. So so far was good. If let's say she has a boy and she has a girl, we understand why only the boy yashins. But now the kasher, let's say there are only daughters. There are no sons at all. Let's say the man had two daughters before, and now he has another two daughters from her. So why don't we have this takana also now, that her daughters should yashin more than the other daughters? The churabas bein abonis tirus. So more says leplug rabonin. The bon didn't want to make any leplug, no difference. Because they only made this takana where there are boys and not where there are girls. Because when there are only girls, since the other ones had sons, so then the lochar is the sons always yashin. So even though there's a case now that there are only daughters involved, loy plug the bonus still left it that you only get, that you don't, she doesn't get, her daughters don't get special privilege. So only when there's a son, not when there's a daughter.
What happens if the first ones are sons and she only has daughters?
Yeah, then there's not a new takana then for that. Then there's no new takana. For the Gemara of Etigbe Kimetaltli, why don't we say Ksubas Bonadichrin? Why don't they even get that from a taltli, from utensils that the father leaves over? So Gemara answers, Ksuba Shabi Rabbanin. The Rabbanin made it like Ksuba. Just like Ksuba, you only collect from Mishabodim, here also they only made it from Karka, a trapped land, and not from a taltli. For the Gemara, Titra from Mishabdi, says, so why don't you collect from Mishabodim also? And the Gemara, Yarsan Tanan. Yarsan Tanan means what? He's going to Yarshan. What you're going to Yarshan means the Yerusha is only on what you have, Biyodai. Not something you're going to Mishabodim. Yerusha only means you only Yarshan what the father has right now. So Yarsan Tanan Mashmi, Yarshan what the father owns, and not that you collect it from Mishabodim. Where it says, V'yema, let's say, Afagav deleker moisa diner. Why don't we say, even the case, let's say, if these sons are going to yashin their mother's ksuba, there's not going to be any money left over for the other sons to yashin. That's called hecha deleker moisa diner. There's not going to be an extra diner left over. But let's say the father left over a certain amount of money. And all the money, all the property left over is only enough to pay for the nadunya, the present that he received from his wife, that he has to give to these two sons. In such a case, we say these two sons don't get the Yerusha. All the sons then get it equally. But the Gemara, why? Eima afagav delekem oisadina. The Gemara says, b'mokam dekomekra nachla diyaraisa latkinu rabbanin. In such a case, you're going to tell me now, even though the father had sons from another wife, that means yaraisa all the sons yashin equally. You're going to tell me in this case now, since there's only enough money left over to give the two sons from his last wife, so the other sons won't get anything, that's mamash called you being oiki, taking away the Yerusha the way it's supposed to be in Yeraisa. And that's why the Rabbanan didn't want to go. Havad Rabbanan only made this if there's enough money there for everybody to yashin something. The question, they're going to get more than the other ones, that's okay. But if there's only enough money to pay for this extra ksuba, and then the other sons won't get anything, that must Rabbanan not want to do. Elimar says, Rav Papa, Iyasik Le Lebrei. Rav Papa was marrying off his son, Be'Abba Surya, by his future Nechatonim, was Abba Surya. Is also the Michtav Lok Subasa. So Rav Papa went to write the ksuba, for that his son was writing for his daughter, for his wife. Is Shoma Yehuda Bamrema. Shoma Yehuda Bamrema heard about this. His Nofak Osi came out. Is Chazila, he saw him. He saw Rav Papa. Kimot Lepischa, when he met him by his door, have you komifti minei. Yehuda wanted to go away, like Yehuda only came out to give Shalom Aleichem to Rav Papa, and then he wanted to go away. Is Omalei. So Rav Papa told him, Neo Mar Badei, no, come inside with me. In other words, we're going to write the ksuba now. I want to make sure that my son gets a nice big present from his shver, because Abba Surya is going to be there. So like a papa's telling Yehuda, you come inside with me. Like as if to say, if there are more people there, most probably the more bigger present I'll give my son. So kids, so you come in with me to make sure that this Abba Surya gives a nice big present to his daughter.